Yo, yo, what's up? What's up? We back at it again, man, in the fourth quarter plays, man. That's what we doing, you know what I'm saying? About to close out for December, first of the month. And we're going to talk about how we going to do it and what's taking place and how we going to close out great transactions, how we going to position our clients to giving them great services. And also, I'm going to give them $10 off for Wednesday, $10 holiday special. I'm Marlon, y'all. I'm Marlon, and my brand is Primo Cut. So book your appointment at PrimoCuts81.com. And also, we got Carla on the show on the fourth quarter play, about to make these plays. So talk to him, Carla.
I'm Carla at False Hair Boutique. You can find me on IG at False Hair Boutique. And we're going to talk about fourth quarter plays, which is very important for any entrepreneur, mostly for barbers and beauty professionals.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. This is the last quarter of the month, so the best tip and advice I have for fellow stylists and barbers would be to just sit still and evaluate your surroundings, evaluate where you came from, where you're at, and where you want to go.
Got you. And that's what I've been doing. I've been studying how to evaluate, and things about to change and transition, and I'm looking for this play. And once I get this play going, I'm gonna treat it like it's very, very valuable. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna treat it, and I'm gonna execute it. I'm gonna put my clients on where they need to be at. You know what I'm saying? Position them where they can watch TV, they can, you know what I'm saying, just do things they want to do. They feel the vibe. I want to give them that ambiance they looking for. So it's going to be something really outbreak, you know what I'm saying? I've been waiting for this for a long time, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to execute it, and I'm ready for this journey.
Yeah, with the highs. And,
yes, indeed. And the fourth quarter as well, you know, I want to make sure my clients, I want to get them what they need. You know what I'm saying? Building relationships with them. Even sometimes I want to do Zoom calls with them. You know, do Zoom calls with them. Tell them what's the next move we about to take. How we gonna venture out? How this Primo Cuts is, where it's gonna go at. You know what I'm saying? You know, for the highs and the lows to everything that's included in my business. So let's talk about Boss Boutique. What's new for the going into 2024?
Everybody always holler about new year, new me, new this for the new year. Mm-hmm. But I said that's important. You need to get your plays in order for the new year. That's for everybody. But after you evaluate like where you've been and where you want to go with your business and whatnot, I suggest putting a couple of things in play that gonna like get you there the fast way. Now, not the fast way, but the best way. I would say, like, for every stylist, for me, the way I get ready for the new year is I have a plan to always be prepared.
Right.
You can't be out here offering services and getting your information if you're not prepared to work.
Right.
So you gotta take inventory and make sure you up on your skills and whatnot, you know. Be ready to accept clients as they come in, you know, and provide the best service possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with that. You got to provide the best service. Mm-hmm. Once you provide that best service and your surroundings feel comfortable, sky's the limit. But if they don't feel comfortable and you don't provide the best service, they're going to feel like, man, what's on this guy? What's on the hairstylist's mind? What's on that barber's mind? Do he feel it? Like, man, so you don't want to feel... You want to feel the positivity, energy, you know what I'm saying, within. So, and it's being an entrepreneur, man, it's hard work. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I ain't going to even sugarcoat it, you know. But also, you can make it hard, too, as well.
You got to choose your hard, though. Everything hard. Me getting up going to a job every day is hard. you got to choose your hard in life.
And, too, I don't look at it as hard because... It's a blessing to have, to even get up to put breath in your body. God has given the talent and you the momentum to make something happen. So that's the
thing. You're not honoring your God if you don't use your talents.
Yeah, you got to honor. You got to honor your God. You know what I'm saying? You can't go around don't give him a fuck or anything like that.
You can't squander what the Lord has given you.
Yes.
You can't squander what you give.
Yeah, you can't do that. So, yeah, great minds think alike. And that's how we're going to do it. We're going to end this four-quarter play for December, man, first of the month. And we want to just make sure we do the best we can and give the best services that we can to our clients. And we want to build more clientele too. We want to build more. My target is I want to aim at lawyers. I want to aim at lawyers. I want to aim at coaches. I want to aim at more so the old heads, some of the young crowd. But my audience is aiming at business people, hard working professionals. Yes, established people. So that's my goal for my four quarter play, you know what I mean?
So that's your target audience.
That's my target audience. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yep.
To me, I leave you with three tips that every stylist should do for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
First, take your inventory, make sure you're ready to service the client.
Mm-hmm.
Establish your business hours so you how you gonna be there for people who do the work if you all over the place.
Right.
When people ask you, can I come in this time or do you have an appointment here, you got to be able to give a straight answer. You can't be hemming and hawing. That makes you look unprofessional.
Yeah.
And then you got to be there and show up to do the work when you say you're going to be there.
Right.
And thirdly, I'll say, you know, it might be time to give yourself a raise. I'm saying everybody going up for the sake of inflation.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people going up and their services is declining. Their customer service declining. They're not providing like a good service. So I say evaluate yourself, evaluate the market in your surrounding area, you know, come up with a good price that's good for you and your skill set. And you got to go on, if you ask the people money, you got to go on above and beyond provide a service that, you know, a quality service. You can't just be throwing out anything and expect people to pay anything. Stuff don't work like that. People work hard for their money, you know, and I appreciate my customers that come to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to treat them fair and right.
That's what's up. And the position transition I'm about to say too. I can see it. I close when I want to close, and open up when I want to open up. That's the big key points that I'm looking at too, man.
Yeah.
And I can do content how I want to do it, move how I want to move. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You have more concrete business.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep. So y'all get ready, my clients, on this new journey. Also, Carla, talk to them before we end this show.
Yeah, I'm Carla again, licensed stylist, Carla, this service in Tampa and Atlanta. You can see my work at Boss Hair Boutique on Instagram. Or you can go to my booking site at bossheadboutique.com. Come see me.
Right. Y'all have a great one. Stay blessed up on this four quarter. Please, we up on this thing, man. Peace. Why not it?